Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The IVF Dad, What I Learned on My Infertility Journey, and How It Can Help You by Keegan E. Prue is a nonfiction guide that blends memoir, practical explanation, and relationship advice around infertility and IVF. Based on the author's own multi-year struggle with infertility, the book is designed to fill a gap that many fertility resources overlook the male perspective. Rather than treating infertility only as a medical issue or only as a women-focused experience, it presents infertility as a shared couple's journey shaped by emotion, communication, and medical decision-making. The book explains common fertility treatment terms and procedures in accessible language, while also showing how a partner can respond with greater empathy and usefulness. Its purpose is both educational and supportive. It aims to help men and couples more broadly feel less isolated, understand the process more clearly, and navigate IVF with more confidence and partnership. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir shaped by a long infertility and IVF journey. The book is grounded in the author's personal experience of nearly 5 years of infertility with his wife, including 2 rounds of IVF, 2 miscarriages, and 3 embryo transfers before the birth of their daughter. That lived perspective matters, because it gives the book credibility and emotional specificity that a purely instructional fertility guide would not have. The narrative framework allows readers to see infertility not as an abstract medical topic, but as a sequence of repeated hope, disappointment, uncertainty, and persistence. This makes the book useful to readers who want both factual orientation and emotional recognition. The memoir element also prevents the book from becoming detached or clinical. Instead, it shows how treatment decisions and medical updates affect day-to-day life, expectations, and the relationship between partners. Because the story is personal, the lessons are presented as insights earned through experience rather than generic advice. That structure is especially effective for a topic like infertility, where emotional strain often shapes how information is received and acted upon. Secondly, explaining IVF, ICSI, and fertility treatment in plain language. A central function of the book is to demystify fertility treatment for readers who may feel overwhelmed by medical terminology. It addresses procedures and terms such as IVF and ICSI in a way that makes the process easier to follow without assuming prior knowledge. This is important because infertility treatment often introduces a dense set of technical concepts at the same time couples are already under emotional stress. By translating those terms into clear, understandable language, the book reduces confusion and helps readers become more active participants in decision-making. The value here is not simply simplification for its own sake. Better understanding can lead to better questions, more informed conversations with clinicians, and less fear of the unknown. The book appears to work step by step, using the author's own treatment experience to illustrate how each stage fits into the broader fertility journey. That combination of explanation and lived context makes the material easier to retain than a detached medical overview. It is especially useful for readers encountering IVF for the first time. Thirdly, centering the male partner in a women-dominated fertility conversation. One of the book's most distinctive features is its focus on men who are involved in infertility treatment but often have few resources written directly for them. The author explicitly responds to that gap by creating a guide that helps men understand what is happening medically and emotionally, and how they can participate more constructively. This matters because infertility is frequently discussed in terms of the person undergoing procedures, which can leave partners uncertain about their role. The book reframes that role as active rather than passive. Men are encouraged to learn the treatment process, engage in the emotional realities of infertility, and become more informed support partners. That perspective is valuable not only for men, but also for couples who want a shared framework for managing treatment. The book does not present male involvement as a matter of abstract equality. It treats it as a practical necessity, because confusion and distance can intensify stress during a fertility journey. By naming that issue directly, the book fills a real niche in the infertility literature. Fourthly, building stronger communication and emotional partnership during treatment. Beyond medical explanation, the book focuses on how couples can handle the emotional pressure of infertility together. This is a meaningful emphasis, because fertility treatment often tests communication, patience, and mutual understanding. The book's practical value lies in showing that support is not only about being present physically, but also about responding in ways that reduce isolation and increase trust. That includes listening well, learning enough to avoid dismissive reactions, and recognizing how miscarriages, waiting periods, and uncertain outcomes can affect both partners differently. The book seems to treat emotional support as a skill that can be improved through awareness and effort. that is a stronger approach than advice that simply tells readers to be positive. It acknowledges that the process is painful and that helpful partnership depends on shared language and clear expectations. For couples, this kind of guidance can make treatment feel less like an individual burden and more like a coordinated effort. The result is a more realistic and usable model of support than many fertility books provide. Lastly, making infertility feel less isolating through honest and accessible storytelling. The book's tone and structure are designed to reduce the sense of isolation that often accompanies infertility. Readers and reviewers describe it as inclusive, detailed, and easy to follow, which suggests that the author's storytelling is deliberately accessible rather than densely technical. That accessibility is important because many fertility resources either focus heavily on medical detail or concentrate on emotional validation without enough practical explanation. This book tries to bridge both needs. By weaving together story, explanation, and reflection, it creates a format that can speak to readers at different stages of the journey. It is also notable that the book appears useful to both men and women, even though it centers the male perspective. That broad usefulness increases its value as a couple's resource. The book stands out because it does not simply document hardship or offer generic encouragement. It gives readers a clearer sense of what to expect and how to respond, while also making space for grief, uncertainty, and resilience. In a category often dominated by either clinical guides or memoirs, that blend is especially distinctive. In conclusion, this book is best suited for men facing infertility, partners trying to understand IVF together, and readers who want a practical introduction to fertility treatment without losing sight of the emotional side. It will also help women who want a clearer view of what their partners may be experiencing and how support can be made more effective. Its main benefit is that it combines explanation and empathy in a form that is easier to absorb than a clinical fertility manual and more practically useful than a purely reflective memoir. Readers can expect to come away with a better grasp of IVF terminology, a clearer sense of the treatment process, and a more realistic understanding of how infertility affects relationships. What makes it stand out in its category is its explicit focus on the male partner, a perspective that is still relatively underrepresented in fertility books. By turning one couple's journey into a readable guide, it offers both reassurance and orientation. It is especially valuable for readers who want to feel less alone, while also becoming more informed and more capable of supporting a partner through infertility treatment. If you would like to support Keegan E. Prue, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.